You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is our website. Go check it out if you have it anytime soon. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app if you can. Did that for a reason. But anyway, it's top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and happy Father's Day weekend to all of you folks in, or all the fathers, in Chamblee.
In Chamblee.
In that Chamblee area.
All right there.
As we get ready to bring our guest on here, I, at one point in the past, I don't know when, I just remember hearing a word that was attributed to Coco in a post-match interview, and the word that was used was chameleon. She's played like a chameleon. She's changed this and that. This is what the interviewer said.
Okay.
Threw that word in, and it always just stayed with me. I don't see her as a chameleon, but this is what this guy says. He says, you know, you played this way with this person, and then you played this way with this match, and the word chameleon came out. It made me think about that on the day that song was released, which was today. So right. I want to bring it full circle.
I wonder what we're playing, Culture Club.
Yeah, no, we're playing Call a Chameleon. Okay. That's the name of the song
right.
On the day it was released, and I wanted to tell that little story because Coco at one point was called a chameleon
okay.
by a reporter in an interview. So, like I said, there's a reason for this. As we bring on her father and say Happy Father's Day
happy
to
Father's,
Corey.
Mr. Corey Goff.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
Did you like that story? Well, he'll tell us in a moment. We thought we had him.
We got him? Good morning.
I'm here.
There you go. We didn't hear what you said if you answered that question. We got you now. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing fine. Doing fine. We'd ask if you ever heard your daughter described as a chameleon throughout her tennis career.
No, I haven't heard that word, but I do understand what they mean by it. I mean, she's blessed with a lot of athletic ability, which gives her a lot of choices in how she wants to play.
Obviously. It's Father's Day weekend. We always try to find a dad, and my goodness. Things really, really took off and got started for your family and Coco here mm-hmm. in Atlanta. And so a lot of people know you. Of course, you played basketball at Georgia State. Thoughts about those times and the decisions that you had to make in the beginning as you look back on them now?
Well, you know, Atlanta was always my adult home since I went to college there, and I really enjoyed living there. But it became apparent that she had a gift for the game, and trying to accomplish it in Atlanta was going to be pretty difficult just from the fact that we didn't have a lot of family there. And what tennis required at that time was, you know, a lot of kind of, you know, bird dogging and being around the courts all the time and driving her back and forth in Atlanta with the traffic situation, the tennis situation. It just wasn't conducive. It wasn't a better spot. It possibly could have been done in Atlanta, but going to Florida, you know, we got, you know, family that live across the street, up the street, around the corner. So it was easy to get things done for her in that environment. So the decision, you know, was tough because we kind of uprooted everything that we had in Atlanta and actually moved in with my in-laws. four time period to figure out what we're going to do. But meanwhile, I was, you know, commuting back and forth because I was still working up until she was 13 years old.
My goodness, my goodness. That decision. Now, tennis is the thing we think about because I think, you know, you're a basketball player. You know, your wife was ran track. Usually parents, and we, you know, really want you to speak this morning to some of the parents who may be starting out along the path that you are on now, you know, usually guide kids to the sport that they played. You want to see them play the sport that you played. But here we got something, we got a tennis player, and you have a son that's a baseball player. How'd you guys go by supporting them in your sport?
Well, you know, back in the day, our generation, we played all sports. Mm-hmm. So we didn't specialize as much as they do now. So you had a little bit of exposure to everything. I played basketball, football, baseball, and actually tennis, and I ran track as well. So I had a little familiarity with the sport, and I got very serious about tennis when I was in middle school, 7th and 8th grade. In fact, I didn't even play football or basketball those 2 years because I wanted to play tennis. And then when I got to high school, I kind of got pulled back into playing football again and basketball. And, you know, ironically, none of my kids play basketball.
Really?
None. And I have a hoop in the yard. I coached my oldest son in basketball for 2 years. And, you know, he said, look, Dad, I'm not going to be tall enough, so I'm going to move to another sport. So he chose baseball. And my youngest son, he just doesn't like it. I mean, I coached his team, and he played for a season. And he said, I like it as a – it's a fun sport, but I'd rather play something else. And then Coco played basketball just because I kind of made her play basketball for 1 year. I'm like, everybody in this house got to at least try to play basketball. But she liked it, but she's a spectator. She enjoys watching the sport, but she preferred individual sports.
Who was the tennis player that you loved watching or you modeled your game after?
Well, I kind of idolized Arthur Ashe, obviously, but I was a little bit – he's a little bit, his generation a little bit before I was able to, you know, really watch him play. But I like John McEnroe and Pat Cash, and I enjoyed watching those guys play. But that generation was kind of fun because, you know, him, Jimmy Connors, all those guys would be arguing all the time on the court, banging rackets. So it was good theater when you watched them play.
I want to ask this question as a father, not so much one who has two kids who play sports, but how often do they just make you smile and make you proud at what they do?
Pretty often, because I'm amazed at their, you know, their commitment and the discipline that they have to, you know, to practice every day. I look at my son, he goes in the backyard and, you know, he has his younger brother, throwing ground balls at him so he can block him in the cages. And my youngest son, he'll go out and get a basket of balls and serve and take his football and have his brother run routes for him. So it's pretty amazing that at that age they're so serious. And I think they kind of see in their sister the ability to, you know, to focus on something and put a lot of work into it, and they kind of expected that it'll pay off.
Yeah, folks, we're spending time with Corey Goff this morning, father of our new French Open champion, just passing along some wisdom, I guess, to her. There are a lot of dads this morning who are shuttling their young person to a tournament or to a track meet or to a training session or whether. What advice do you pass along to these young fathers who are in the position that you were in?
I tell you what, your presence is everything. Showing up is like 90% of the battle. It's just kind of showing up. And if you have some, you know, some knowledge and some understanding of the sport that you can share and teach them and help train them, that's even better. I think, you know, a lot of what I've tried to do is create an atmosphere where they can be as good as they want to be and also kind of create an environment that, you know, that it's not the expectation that you – have to love a sport that I love or anything. The expectation is that if you're going to do it, you're going to do it the very best that you can, and I'll give you all the things that I can afford to give you to be the best that you can.
Do you still get goosebumps when you find yourself at Wimbledon or French Open, Roland Garros,
yeah,
and you hear thousands of people screaming for your daughter, and you just look – I mean, I just can't imagine. What's that like for you?
It's kind of surreal. I think I heard them, you know, screaming for her at Roland Garros. Of course, when you go to U.S. Open, but the moment that was, and it's kind of odd because she lost the match, but the moment that sticks out in my mind the most, that's the most touching, is when she made her initial run when she was 15. She lost in the fourth round to Caleb. And it's the first time I've ever seen somebody lose the match, and as she's walking off the court, they gave her a standing ovation. So that was touching. That was like, that always sticks out in my mind, like, wow. They gave her a stand-up face, like, you know, thank you for the thrill that you gave us.
Yep, and you were in the stands watching that one. Last week when she won, we were looking for you. Tell us a little something. Tell us a little something. We saw Mama sitting there. Said, "Where's Pops? Where were you?"
I usually find me a little quiet spot and I watch it on my laptop and I have my earpieces in to kind of block out the commentary so I can, you know, focus on the match. And if it's earlier in the tournament, I could very well be looking at a little bit of her match, but also, you know, kind of projecting who she's going to play and watching their match to see if I can get some information to share with her on her next opponent. But, you know, it's been times in her career when she was a junior that I didn't go to the match. I'd be at the match, but I wouldn't be in eyesight of where she was. I just kind of felt like, you know, when I coach basketball, I kind of pace the floor and walk around, and I was pretty animated. That doesn't work in tennis. The kids get aggravated with you. So I decided, like, if I cost you a point because I have a negative reaction to something you did or didn't do, then I think I'm going to just remove myself. So I take myself out of the equation so you can focus on tennis, because your kids are going to find you. I don't care where you are, and they're going to know your voice. So you just got to try to be as positive as you can. Candy does a better job at it than me. I just, why'd you hit that shot? My arms might start flailing. I decided, you know what, if I'm costing her 1 or 2 points, that might cost her the match. So I can watch from somewhere else.
Now you got people like Spike Lee showing up to see your daughter play. That's got to be something.
Spike is the ultimate sports fan. And I met him many years ago. He was on a flight with me coming from New Orleans. And ever since then, you know, he comes to the U.S. Open every year. I was shocked to see him in Paris. I mean, and, you know, to get there in time for that match means that you have to believe that she's going to get to the finals, because you got to get there the day before.
Well, afterwards, you guys have been a whirlwind, because earlier this week we saw you do all the morning shows. How are you doing? I know she's got the energy to do all this, but is it wearing Pop out?
Man, she got some energy. I was tired after the second day. I didn't even go to the night show with Jimmy. I was like, nah, I'm done. I'm just going to sit down. I end up going to the New York Liberty game. That was a great game. And over in Brooklyn and Barclay, that was a great game. But I was pretty tired, because behind the scenes, while she's doing the shows, we're carrying the luggage and the water, man. We do a lot of work behind the scenes to make it possible so she can be energetic and enthused.
You know, we hear from the all-time great athletes. You pick the sport. They all have a story they talk about the people, a circle of people, family members, whoever it is, that keeps them grounded, that reminds them, at least to them, they're not world-class athletes. Who is that group of people that Coco has around her, whether it's you and your wife or their friends that you know of, that when she comes around, she not Coco Gauff to them?
Well, as they say in the South, them cousins, they keep you grounded. They keep you grounded. She's just Coco to them, and then her brothers, they could care less about it. They'll argue, she'll want something to drink, they'll grab it. No, I got the last one. So I think her siblings, and her, she got a lot. She's been blessed to have a lot of cousins in her age group within, you know, 1 or 2 years of her age group. So they all get together all the time, and they have their Bible study that they go to for young people. They go out and have dinners and do TikTok. So she's got a good group that's in her age range that keep her grounded. And they're all doing their own individual things to the best that they can. So I think it's a good core group that she has.
Fantastic, fantastic. Mr. Corrigo, we appreciate you. Georgia State Panthers, Dave Coyle, I'm going to make sure and tell you hello this morning. And all the Georgia State Panthers are really proud. And, boy, when you guys get a chance to come back through Atlanta, we'll be so happy
Absolutely.
To see you. But safe travels. I know you guys got to head back over the water, get ready for Wimbledon. Good luck over there. And happy Father's Day
happy
to
Father's
you.
Happy Father's Day, sir.
Happy Father's Day to you guys, too, and everybody that's listening. You know, we don't get the same accolades as the mothers, but, you know, we're here.
There you go. Yeah. But you got Spike Lee's on you know, speed dial. So
there we go. We appreciate you this morning. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care now.
There you go. That's Corey Gauff. Yeah. The rooms he has been in the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's.
And that's something?
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we got coming up next another guest.
Yeah.
But he is also a colleague. Caleb Johnson, going to get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs and our Atlanta Hawks. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 14th day of June. Happy birthday to this dude. Would have been Junior.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Shared it with someone else.
Okay.
Of the same, well, a little later, when this song popped is, you know, in the 60s, but this woman popped in the 70s.
Okay.
Marla Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
And Junior Walker shared the same birthday.
All right.
So
all
there
right.
you go.
All right.
Throw that for you. Happy birthday. Go out to both of them on this Father's Day Eve. I want to make sure we say that properly.
Here. Right.
You know who else, speaking of artists from that time? Obie Benson. Would have been his birthday today. If you don't know, he won the Four Tops.
Okay.
Obie Benson. Just like saying that name. Obie Benson. Caleb Johnson. Like saying that name, too. Been a minute since we talked to you, buddy. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. And how has your weekend been so far?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's been good. You know, I timed things just correctly. Excuse me. I timed things just correctly this morning, and I was able to get my iced latte right before I came on with you guys. So I am the caffeine's going to start kicking in, and we're good to go for the rest of the day.
The iced latte.
I can't do that. I'm one of I don't know how people can do that. I have to have heat in the mornings to get your voice going, but there are people who love the iced drinks, man. I As long as it works for you, that's all that matters.
That's the important
part. I get a little bougie from time to time. I like my ice drinks. I'm even one of those crazy guys that I will step into the world of, I'll throw some lavender in my iced coffee or iced latte. It's try something new, you know? Yeah. Came out to one of my favorite coffee spots this morning. So, like I said, life is good. Weather's nice right now. I know it's going to rain later, but, things are good.
There he is, folks. Yeah. Caleb Johnson. And this is what he says the night after watching the MVP bring his team through to get the win last night in the series. I mean, what's your thoughts on the way the game ended last night?
Well, guys, I feel like I needed this win as much as the Oklahoma City Thunder needed this win, because I was the person who came out here a couple weeks ago, not even that long ago, and said, I think the Thunder win this series in five, just because of how good Shai and this Thunder team had played throughout the regular season, how dominant they were defensively. And I just felt like this was the kind of team that if the Denver Nuggets weren't going to slow them down, then why would I expect the Indiana Pacers to do so? However, obviously, as these finals have unfolded, you've seen the benefit of Rick Carlisle and the way that he coaches games and the way that he makes adjustments. I mean, this is why we saw that 2011 Dallas Mavericks team upset LeBron and the three there back in 2011. So I think I undervalued what the Pacers can bring to this matchup, just as far as their consistent shooting ability and their defense. However, I feel like what we saw last night was the Pacers doing the exact things that caused me to not be concerned about them through the entire postseason, and especially when they would play the Hawks. Like, I was never worried. I remember there was a stretch of the Hawks season back in like January or February when they were going to have the Pacers in back-to-back games. And I was like, here's a four-game stretch, including these two against the Pacers, in which you can catch some ground on the Eastern Conference. And what did the Hawks go and do? They got two against the Pacers and improved the record, because I wasn't afraid of them, because they just didn't feel like a team that, as long as they're the ones doing the punking of somebody else, they're fine. But when things come back to them, they didn't handle it so well. And I think the up and down of Ben Mathurin, I mean, we've literally seen him go from the best player off the bench in game three to an absolute liability in game four. It's been so interesting to kind of watch how this thing unfolds. And now I'm convinced, after saying this thing was going to be over in five, now I'm like, yeah, this feels like a series that's going seven.
And I landed on six earlier. We were talking about that, but yeah, the ebb and flow of what's happening and what Rick Carlisle has done, everything that you just laid out, is making a lot of people pause and rethink how they evaluate these teams and these players too. Because again, you know, we started talking about the individuals that have gone into these playoffs and what they were going to look like, and everybody from Ant-Man on down, they're sitting at home watching these finals. So, but you brought up the Hawks, Caleb. Caleb Johnson once again joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How do you feel about this Atlanta Hawks team right now as it's presently constructed? We can speculate on what may or may not be done in this offseason, but when you look at the teams that have come through the East, forget about overall, but just through the East, how does that make you feel about this Hawks team and competing against them in the upcoming season?
I think if you're a Hawks fan, you have to feel really good about the hopes of the future of this team, just for the simple fact of, there is no one who, even with the Indiana Pacers being in the finals right now, there's no one who is saying to themselves, man, is this Pacers team about to, you know, kind of build a dynasty? No. What everyone is saying to themselves is, well, man, if the Boston Celtics are going to be down without Jason Tatum, and they're probably going to have to take a step back, if you've got the Cleveland Cavaliers that still quite can't figure things out, and they come up short, if you've got the New York Knicks who get to the Eastern Conference Finals and then fire their coach and are actively talking about trading the guy that they just traded for a year ago in Karl-Anthony Towns, then you feel like, okay, if we build this thing correctly, if we don't, as I have brought up so many times, if we don't rush the process, whereas you saw Philly, they went with a much slower process as they tried to build. But as long as you don't rush the process and get too greedy and think you're going to, bring in some big star to play along with Trey and completely change the team, I think the way that you're building right now is actually really promising. And that's for the simple fact of, if you look what Indiana has done, they have drafted well, and then when they needed to make trades, they weren't super flashy moves. And I think that's part of the thing that the exciting ones that get fans going are the, hey, we're trading for Giannis, or hey, we're trading for Kevin Durant, or something like that. At the time of them going to get Tyrese Halliburton, a lot of people were like, I don't know. Is that really going to, is that going to be the guy who's going to be the face of your franchise? When they traded for Pascal Siakam, there were some people who were like, okay, that's a really smart move. But then there were plenty who were going, yeah, but we expected Pascal to have a bigger role once he won a championship with the Raptors, and that never really kind of came to fruition. So, are you really getting a guy of super high value? And what they gave back in both of those trades, and Sabonis, and then all of the small pieces that they kind of put together to be able to get Siakam, they didn't deplete their depth. This is still a team who, through the playoffs, guys, they have not had anyone play more than 40 minutes in a game, which feels crazy, especially when you think about the Knicks who are out there. It feels like those starters were playing 48 minutes. It's just to see how they have built this thing feels like a realistic blueprint that the Hawks, as well as other teams, are going to be able to run with.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with our guy, Caleb Johnson. He is social. Always find him at ATL Johnson 18 at ATL Johnson 18. You brought up the Knicks. Were they denied opportunity to call on you this week, too? It seemed like they were denied everybody else. Talk about that. they wanted our coach. They were denied permission to talk to Quinn Snyder.
No, Sam, I'm not under contract. So if they wanted to throw that job my way, I will easily take the few million dollars that they'll be putting out there. But as far as what New York is doing, I have a hard time because I have to separate my want to make fun of the Knicks because, well, they're the Knicks after all, and what Trey's been able to do to them in the past is a memory that I will never forget. That I got to, that was my first season covering the Hawks, guys, is getting to see Trae Young and how he took down the Knicks, and that was just so much fun. And so right now they're getting made fun of a lot by a lot of different people for, well, they don't have any kind of idea of what they're doing. And I don't think that's completely true, because some people are saying, well, you fired Tibbs and then you didn't have a plan. Well, then those same people would be upset with their team if they fired their coach and immediately went to somebody. You want to kind of scan the field and see who's available. And I think it might look embarrassing for the Knicks to be, calling on so many different teams and being like, hey, is your guy available? But I think they're just kind of checking the temperature on what's out there, because they know they can hire one of their own assistants and it would be fine. But I think they want to see where they can go with their next coaching hire. And so why not cast the net as wide as possible with guys who are well-established coaches? Now, the one that is crazy to me, I'm not surprised that the Hawks said no for them to be able to talk to Quinn Snyder. It's the Chicago Bulls saying no to Billy Donovan being available. And I'm thinking, if I'm the Bulls, Billy Donovan's not, he's not changing things in Chicago. So I really don't know what that was about, but I think more of, it was probably just a collective, hey, we we want to keep our guy. And that's how you show your confidence is, no, we're not even going to let you talk to our guy because he's ours and we want to keep him, kind of thing. So I'll be very interested to see where New York goes. I have heard rumblings,
yep,
and it was kind of surprising to me that even though the Mavericks said no to them talking to Jason Kidd,
mm-hmm,
the Jason Kidd's not completely off the table. That could be something that they revisit later on down the line, because they're the only team in the NBA trying to hire a coach right now. So they're not competing with anyone. They're not in a rush. They just have to make sure they find their right candidate. And so I'm very curious to see if they go with a retread. You know, you think of a Mike Malone. You think of I've even heard of Mike Brown, who used to who last coached with the Kings, being some of those retread names. Or if they go young guy or former player or something like that, because Rajon Rondo is apparently someone who has put his name as being interested in the job. And I guess if you look over and you see what J.J. Redick has done with the Lakers, you think, well, why can't that be us? So it's going to be an interesting decision for them.
Fantastic, fantastic. Caleb, we appreciate you
Man,
spending
that was
some
a lot.
Time and enjoying while enjoying his iced latte with lavender.
With
lavender, no less.
You had to say that like lavender.
You're like lavender.
Guys, the caffeine hit me, and I'm ready to go. I told you.
No, that's great. That's wonderful. I went out and got a cup of coffee myself while you were giving breakdowns.
So Happy Father's Day to all the dads.
There you go.
Thanks. You guys have a good one.
All right. Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg up next. I'll let you know about the money flying through the air. There are casting call jobs in front of the camera and behind. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 14th day of June. It's hey, happy Flag Day. Sam, this was a song that I am told, no matter when you walk into Noelle's house when she was a kid growing up, her mother was singing this song.
Really?
She said she was always singing. This was a culturally important movie to a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
The title song from the movie To Sir With Love.
Yes.
By who? Do you remember?
Remember
one name. Her professional name was one name. Lulu.
Really?
Lulu. That was her name.
I remember the movie. I don't know who sang the song.
Sidney Poitier, of course, one of his early starring roles, but again, one of those movies that was just very important during that time. But he had that one. You talk about the movies that he made early on, how they landed and produced the conversations that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, we ain't gonna do it.
Lilies of the Field.
That one, of course, then Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Right.
So on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
In
the Heat of the Night.
He's that's why he's up on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, man.
That's why he's up there.
Yeah,
but I still picture Noelle's mother walking around the house saying, was she all stylish, though? Did she have like a flow and something going? Because, you know, this is not like a Supreme song where you're dancing around. This is one of them slow songs where you got to, you know, kind of like Desiree or Diana Ross in Central Park with the hair is flowing back. And
she was usually working on something, like in the garden or kitchen or dishes or something.
Okay,
like,
that was her girl,
something about that song.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Well, the reason I had you play that is because today was the day that song was released. Now, listen to me. Here in America, it was released overseas first.
Why?
It was a British movie.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
But the other thing was, and again, I'm not going to do a deep dive into this, you didn't have many movies that starred black folks that were debuted overseas. The audience wasn't there for it. That's why there's, you know, get into the whole leading man thing with that. But the fact that that cut through the way it did with Sidney Poitier, and then it blew up the way it did. But it was released on this date in America months and months after it was released overseas.
Wow.
Just want to throw that out there.
But you know what? They used to do that with stuff, though. They wouldn't, like, now it's just mass release, everybody see it, or even when hear it with music.
Right.
Sometimes things were released geographically in different places.
And, so, right? And there's all sorts. That's the business of show business.
Yeah.
Why certain people in certain movies do what they do. They have certain scenes that you don't see here in America that if you watch the movie overseas, hey, that wasn't in it there. You know, it's funny. You watch the extended version of classics. There's classic scenes from The Godfather. Unless you have seen that really, really rare extended version or you watch it in another country, maybe even on a plane, then you'll see some scenes. There's an extended scene where The Godfather, where Don Corleone takes his sons, the three of them, to go see his partner, the guy who was ended up in the wheelchair, but his, it's on the tip of my tongue, Janko.
Okay.
Remember, it was Janko Olive Oil. They had a scene where they went and visited him in the hospital before he died. You never seen that
okay,
one, right?
Like,
you got to go check.
Where
you
got to
go
that?
Check that out. That was cut out of the movie. So anyway, this is when we talk movies here and let you guys know about jobs in front of the camera. I've been doing it so long, and I'm gonna continue to. I'm gonna be here for you. The casting call, which you can see up on Get Cast with Greg on X, and you can also 929thegame.com/casting call. You can see it there. This week, the headline, Sam, is bar patrons, cheerleaders, and paid audience members. You know what that's for. Divorce court.
Oh, yeah,
go in there, sit down, they pay you, and you watch the thing going on with Star Jones. But as I said, it's picking up. The industry and the job opportunities kind of turn the corner in the last little bit.
I'm seeing stuff, man. I'm seeing stuff. I saw something. They had a block of blocked off. There's a block, and they had something look like a robot that was a camera.
Yeah,
and it was focused on a car that was just stopped at like an intersection, but nothing else could come around while they were filming this, and I didn't look to see who was actually in the car.
Now, was the camera hooked up to the robot? Because here's
no,
the thing.
No, the whole thing looked like a robot. The camera looked like something that they just rolled out there, and it just got.
And it was just the car, right?
And just the car.
I have no idea what was being shot, but I'm going to speculate on something. How many times have you watched a movie where there's a scene where there's a bomb someplace in a car, and they send a robot up to check it out? That could have been something like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. But, you know, we always ask, even on the casting call here, you got a car? They're looking for this kind of car or these types of cars for these particular scenes. We've seen, like I said, in movies where so-and-so plants a bomb outside of a building, and if you don't do X, Y, and Z, we're going to blow it up. Well, and then they don't send humans in there sometimes. They send these robots. I'm just speculating, but that could have been the scene. And it could have been exactly what you just said, because technology is what it is. They mount cameras on these robots that get into areas that, you know, a cameraman couldn't. So, I mean, I don't know what it was, but it could be kind of cool. Looking forward to seeing what that was. So, having said that, let me just tell you right now, that's what we're looking for. You'll see the headline, bar patrons, cheerleaders, and paid audience members. But when you go to the breakdown, the first one I have is from Destination Casting. They're doing a new movie with a guy I did Dear Santa with. Remember the Farrelly brothers? Bobby Farrelly is doing a movie called Driver's Ed. And listen, if you know the Farrelly brothers, that could be anything. But they need stand-ins and extras right now. And stand-ins get paid more than your usual extras. So basically he's building, this is going to be shooting now through July 2nd. At least the scenes they're going to be doing now. And so they need people to be stand-ins for the actual actors and lots of extras. So you just want to submit. They'll walk you through what they need, but this is Destination Casting. Right off the top, On Location Casting is doing a bar scene for a new MTV series.
Okay.
All right, so they just need those of you out there 21 to 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You follow the directions, submit. This is, like I said, an MTV project. Rose Lock Casting, I got the few that I had on last week because these are shot out, and there's going to be many, many needs for this one. But these don't shoot until July 1st. There's a need for high school football players, high school cheerleaders, and high school marching band.
Man.
Yeah. This is the John Madden movie. So that's all there under Rose Lock Casting, Hilton Casting doing Divorce Court. And again, it'll start to pick up as far as the needs and wants on the casting call. But I say this every week. I've got the list of the casting directors. Once you get past the stuff in front of the camera, I walk you through where you can connect with voiceover connections, the Georgia Department of Labor. You'll see the list of casting directors. You just go to their social media pages. Today, later today, tomorrow, tonight, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning, whenever it is, and see as they continue to post throughout the course of the week instead of waiting for me to come on here. You guys got any questions about this, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. I will get back to you as quickly as I possibly can. Sometimes there's a little delay, but I get back to folks. And, so there you go. And I will just say, I can't mention the name, but I got booked into a TV show this past week.
Okay.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah.
I've been booked on anything for a while, but I've been out there, you know, submitting. But again, the auditions are kicking up and the opportunities are turning the corner. So maybe we'll snatch all that job opportunities back from my hometown because everything moved up to Chicago for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. They went up there. And I heard the place was there and Toronto got a lot of the stuff that would normally have come to Georgia beginning of this year. Now, I don't know how long that's going to stay, but all I know is we getting busy around
here. Yeah, it looks like things are getting busier. I'm seeing more of those little pylons with the orange pylons with the yellow arrows pointing in the opposite directions. And the people who need to know where to go when they see them things know exactly where they're going, right?
They're in code, and they're telling you where to park and all that sort of stuff. So, hey, listen, let's take a second and acknowledge somebody. We talked about Brian Wilson earlier. We talked about Sly Stone. But one of the people that we didn't mention, and this woman was on a trajectory to be, in the minds of some people, the next Oprah. And we lost Ananda Lewis this past week.
Yeah.
52 years. Most. I was introduced to her, speaking of MTV, on MTV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she got herself a talk show. But she was more information. Like I said, she wasn't doing salacious stuff. She was doing informational talk shows and showing, you know, her range of things that she could talk about. And again, people were putting her in this because Oprah was, you know, she was on 18th hole of her career as Ananda was coming up, and got the news this past week, and she was dealing, I guess she'd been dealing with breast cancer, and so we lost
her. Very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad news this week.
So anyway, again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, let me tell you real quick, remind folks, we're going to be on Juneteenth.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday we will Thursday. Be on.
Yes.
We will also be with you on 4th of July again for the Peachtree Road Race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just don't, you're just not here on Saturdays. And we thank you for letting us, you know, being a part of your Saturday mornings. But we got some times we're going to be back to our 6 to 10 slots.
Yeah, we will.
Also
we will.
Want to shout out to the folks at Lazy Dog Restaurant yesterday. They hosted us here.
And everybody conducted themselves.
Well. Everybody was wonderful.
You get all of our crew together, man. You know, it can go sideways.
No, man. It was
I know it's something special. We kind of wanted to be on our best behavior.
We were. I ain't been out to them events where people get stupid.
But I mean, we want to be on our best behavior. This was something special for Father's Day.
They right? put us, they had a huge setup area outside and under the tarps there. The fans were going, so nobody was hot. But you know who I have to say of everybody who I saw that works with us, and it was great to see everyone, but who showed up who I hadn't seen since we were out there swerve swinging, swerve dancing out there at the Hawks game, and we had him on. This will be the second person we've talked about that was a part of our They Got Next. Samson was there.
Oh, yeah.
Randy McMichael's son, Samson,
yeah.
Who's got better hair than any woman that I know. I mean, it's amazing. Listen, they must have known when they named this kid that his hair was going to be amazing. This is what I'd imagine he was 14 last year, I think. 13 or 14 when he did our show.
Right.
So he must be, 14, 15. He looked like that age, right?
Okay.
This is what Troy Polamalu must have looked like in his hair.
That hair.
This hair was amazing. It was, flowed. But I'm just saying. I don't really fawn over a young man's hair before, but is. Randy.
Whenever you see him, you will not
Samson
forget.
Samson McMichael, man.
You will not forget.
But anyway, plus it was good to see him. And everybody out there told me to tell you hello, and they missed seeing you last night. So,
yep. That was great.
You and Noel. Shouldn't say that. Now, listen, man, you give me this a long time ago, and we never use it.
What's
and this
that?
Is the time you bought me this big thing of trivia with movie stuff. You did, didn't you? Right?
I thought you would enjoy it.
I
saw something, I picked it up for you. I said, I think Greg will enjoy this.
I'm enjoying it with you.
All right.
So, do you want me to?
You know the answers, although I don't know the
answers. Well, I'm the one asking the question. Okay. Oh, you want to ask me?
No, go ahead. Okay. What do you have? Fire away. Why not?
But see, I'm like you. A lot of these didn't. I know I didn't see these movies.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Like, which film is set around the Whistle Stop Cafe?
Oh, man.
I know the answer to that.
I knew you'd see that. So I brought up one I thought you would. Okay, let's see if Sam gets it. He's got 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
Yeah. I know where Whistle Stop Cafe was. But
people are screaming at the radio right now. They don't know the answer to this one. Go ahead, Noel.
Fried green tomatoes.
That's it.
I know that. Wow. Okay.
I love that movie.
There was actually a Whistle Stop Cafe out in Cobb County somewhere. I remember seeing it. It was a real place. But go ahead.
Well, see, you're going to know this one.
Uh-oh.
Which movie contains You Had Me at Hello? The phrase, You Had Me at Hello. Sports movie.
Sport.
In fact, one of the actors got an Academy Award. Brother. I figured that cue would die. Well, I didn't want you to say Kevin Costner, and it wasn't James Earl Jones. Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, man. Show me the money.
Y'all are killing me this morning.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What name?
Yeah.
What was the name of the all-female baseball team in a league of their own? What was their name? They played for the?
Rockford. Beaches.
There you go. Yep. Control of the board stays with Mr. Crenshaw. All right. You want to take one more?
Go ahead.
Why
not?
Let's see here. Doggone it.
Uh-oh.
Well, I know some of these you ain't seen, and I'm not going to chip this one. I'm trying to find one here, and I think Noel would know that one, too. Okay. Who was the first Disney princess? Who was the first Disney princess?
Snow White?
She got it. I would think that would be kind of an obvious one, though.
Okay.
Yeah. In Sleepless in Seattle, which building does Annie suggest that Sam meet at the top of?
Empire State Building.
There you go. We're going to end it on that one. Let Sam win one.
You know.
There you go.
I saw that movie.
You did see that one?
Yeah, I saw that.
All right. That's well, there you
one.
Go.
That was a good one.
All right. Moving into the 11 o'clock hour, we have got Sam, I, and Noel are going to tell a little remembrance of our own fathers on this Father's Day Eve. We'll not be with you tomorrow, so we're going to do a little of that. Also, for the first time in this baseball season, we've been waiting to talk to him. Mr. Paul Byrd will be joining us. And that is all coming up. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. This is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.